It is November 3rd. We are here with Nima. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Nima.
At the Trinity Library. It's 8:46 a.m. And today we'll be interviewing them about their mural.
So first, could you just say like your name, grade, and then major at Trinity?
My name is Naima Kimondo. I'm a psych major, and I'm a junior at Trinity.
Okay, so how did you become involved in the Frog Hollow neighborhood?
I started getting involved through the Underground and Temple of Hip Hop, which are very connected when I look back at the history of the two. But more so through Temple of Hip Hop, since that my position in that organization allowed me to meet with artists from Hartford, like Linda Luz, John Macy, and through my connection with them, I've been able to work on my craft and also support other artists in the area as well.
So you mentioned Linda Luz. How, or where, and how did you guys specifically meet, and how has she had an influence on you as an artist?
Yeah, so when I first joined Temple of Hip Hop, I was the graffiti coordinator, and Linda Luz was already working with Temple of Hip Hop at the time, and then I was just assigned to work with her, and then for my role, we would scout locations together, we would talk to shop owners, we would look at graffiti artists and see if they would be interested in participating in Trinity Temple of Hip Hop, the graffiti section, and that's how I work with her.
How has the neighborhood of Frog Hollow specifically influenced your art, and then what have you learned about the community through it?
I've learned a lot about the community through art. Coming to Trinity, I think I was very confused about the area. I'm from Chicago, I'm from a really big city. Coming to Hartford, and especially as a JSTART student, was a bit hard for me to kind of adjust to things. But it was, I don't know, it just, for me, goes back to the organizations that I was a part of, Temple of Hip Hop, the Underground Cafe, those organizations and businesses allowed me to connect with people a bit more and feel more comfortable. And once I started feeling more comfortable on campus, I started to explore outside of campus, life outside, and it allowed me to, are they gonna be written out, or is it gonna be this? Because I don't know if I'm stumbling too much.
I think you're fine.
Thank you. Because even now I have the opportunity to help out with an awesome mural. I'm also helping out with a mural on Zion and Summit Street because I've been able to put myself out into the community more and connect with organizers.
Well, I wasn't aware that you were actually working on murals in Frog Hollow. And so what has that process been like?
It's been pretty cool. I'm not working on the mural exactly. I'm on the committee for it. Mm-hmm. So I help with their social media. And as of now, we've just been doing tabling and talking to the community about the art that they would like to see put up, the artists that are interested in participating in the opportunity. I'm doing artist call-outs. I'm trying to see if I could get Trinity students involved. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask a follow-up too. How has the community responded to your tabling? Do you get any indicators of how they respond to public art?
They respond pretty well, and I think Hartford has been putting a bigger initiative to get more art in the area. Even this project, it came from the city, and then I learned about it from Carlos from Trinfo. Mm-hmm. So it's Hartford itself. Yeah, I don't even think I answered, sorry.
No, you're answering.
Can you repeat the question?
You're answering perfect.
Can we pause it just because Christine just texted, she's here.
We can restart.
The community has responded positively, especially with our tabling. I know a lot of people show up and they give their input as to what they would like to see for the mural. For the Zion Street mural, it's a lot of people wanting aspects of community involved, unity, and more representation of Hartford and symbolism around that.
Really quick, could you like kind of explain more about Temple of Hip Hop and what you all do?
Yeah, the Trinity chapter of Temple of Hip Hop. We're an organization that plans like a hip hop festival every year in the spring. And we try to highlight every element of hip hop to the best of our abilities. We have graffiti artists, we have break dancers, b-boys, b-girls, MCs, we try to do that. We try to have headliners. Sorry, I'm blanking. And producers, sorry. There we go, and producers. And try to highlight all of those in our festival.
And how do you go about choosing those like artists and producers and different performers and the theme in general?
It's a lot of group work. So we'd sit down and we'd have conversations about like, for this year, what do we want to highlight? So for example, last year we did past, present, future, and this year we're focusing on legacy. And we just continue to have conversations around that. And when it comes to picking performers, we just put names out. And then we also do listenings where we listen to different artists and we decide whether or not we'd like to reach out for them to perform at our festival or not.
Very cool. Have you ever, is the Hartford community involved with that at all?
Yes. More involved when it comes to like the b-boy b-girls section. We do Youth for Change. We also partake in, when it comes to like the graffiti artists, we mainly do Hartford based artists. And then for performers, sorry, I'm blanking.
No worries. It's okay if you don't have the answers.
Yeah.
I kind of like have more questions about the mural, if that's fine to go back to. If you guys are good. You may have answers already, but what was the inspiration behind the mural in the underground at Trinity? And what did you first envision it to look like, and has it met those expectations?
Yes, it met all the expectations. It was started by my friend Tiana. She came up with the idea of having a mural in the underground. Prior to the mural, the space was yellow, and there were a lot of things in the space that didn't need to be there, like boxes and like hangers and stuff. We didn't need that. And then we just had the idea of painting the walls to represent the community that enters the underground. It's typically very artistic people, people who love music. We also include elements of LGBTQIA representation, and just overall very creative people. And I think that's what, those are the types of people that enter our space most often.
And did the design of the mural change over time, or was it pretty consistent from like start to finish?
It changed over time. Tiana, her ideas were more like she knew what she was going to do prior, and she was like, yeah, this is going to be a brick wall, this is going to be this. For me, it was more fluid. As time went on, I realized there were aspects that I wanted to change, so I added more swirls, I added more colors. I ended up wanting to do different colors, so I would switch colors last minute. but me and Tiana, we just work differently, but at the end, I think it was a pretty nice piece altogether.
And what effect do you hope the mural has on Trinity students, faculty, just community in general, as it relates to the greater Hartford area as well?
I've actually been able to hear people's responses about the mural, and it's been positive. I think having that space, especially the history of the underground, has always been known as that edgy, like, creative hotspot mm-hmm. for kids. And I think the mural helped complete the whole look. It feels very inclusive, it feels very cool. And I think it just adds to the comfort of the space, yeah.
I think, I'm just gonna say it to you, I think it's like super welcoming and like it really like draws you in. You're like, whoa, what is this
place?
It's
like a portal.
Yes, it's a portal.
No, portal's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. It's so cool.
This is a random question, but are, like, anyone, like, from Hartford allowed just, like, in the underground to come, like, get coffee or whatever? Is it an open space? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Does that happen often, or is it mostly just students?
It's mainly students, but we do encourage people from off campus to come. For example, a few days ago, we had an MF Doom mask making event, mm-hmm. and we had people who, from off campus mm-hmm. come to the event, and that was fine.
Do you have any plans for any more murals either in the Frog Hollow neighborhood or in, around Trinity?
As of now, I'm on the committee for the Awesome mural. I think we're going to aim to get that done in the spring. And I'm also on the committee for the Zion and Summit Street mural, which is also going to be completed in the spring. And then Tiana and I are trying to navigate the Charleston House mural. And then I'm working on a mural for Trinfo. I'm still trying to figure out the dates, but she's out there.
What draws you to murals, and like, why is that like your mode of art?
The underground mural was my first ever mural. I've never done a mural prior to that. I've always done small scale pieces. But I think murals are very enticing to me because the process before painting of like brainstorming, like what am I gonna put on this wall, and how does it best represent the community that I'm trying to portray? I think that process is really interesting to me because it requires a lot of reflection and it requires a lot of communication with the people who are in the community. Like, what do you guys wanna see? Those are my favorite elements of working on murals, where I get like community input and then reflecting on my relationship with the community.
Mm. And for the themes of these upcoming murals, do you have any idea what you're going to do, or just listening to the community?
So for the Awesome mural, which is the one we had a discussion yesterday, a lot of it is like we want to hear community input. So we're doing like student surveys to see, and also having representatives from student organizations be a part of the process so that they could communicate what their organization would like to see. And so far for the Awesome mural, we're thinking community, we're thinking storytelling, food, flora, fauna. Yeah.
Do you have any like last thoughts or like anything you want to add about Frog Hollow community?
I think a lot of people tend to underestimate the talent that Hartford has mm-hmm. because it's not a big city, but I've been blown away by the talent that I've seen here, especially with like Linda Loos. Like, I work with her and she's also a really good friend of mine, and being able to see how she interacts with the community and the events that she puts up, and she also is like a teacher, and I'm like, well, like, that's really cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, seeing these artists, and even with like John Macy, and I'm just like, wow, like there is talent here in Hartford, and I will hope that more people could begin to recognize that and continue to fund that in the future.
Could you just add a little bit more about how Linda Luz has impacted you, or like what your relationship with Linda, and
kind of,
okay.
But not in that way.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Oh,
what are the words?
I met her my sophomore year at Trinity, and this was prior to when I started feeling comfortable putting myself into the community, because I wasn't even really comfortable with Trinity as a whole. So she's the person who took me to scout locations, to talk to shop owners, to talk to graffiti artists, and it was through my connection with her that gave me the confidence to start doing that on my own without her help. I still appreciate her help, but like I feel more confident doing it on my own. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time and doing this.
Can we take a picture?
Yeah.